welcome to Blog Talk Radio's debut episode of Relationship 360 Degrees. I'm your host, Tiffany Williams-Jallo, and I'll be joining you every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to talk to you about, you guessed it, relationships and the relationship challenges that we all struggle with and how to overcome our relationship issues in a productive and positive manner. We'll cover it all, from blended families to infidelity to prenuptial agreements. No stone will be left unturned when it comes to tackling the relationship issues we all face every day. And please, by all means, feel free to call in or post your comments or questions in the chat room anytime during the show. We're going to open up the chat room right now, and I look forward to getting all of your comments and hearing you guys call in. This show was created for you, and tonight we'll kick things off with the relationship problem, at least that a lot of couples all over the world are dealing with, especially in the United States, and that's divorce. My parents went through it, I went through it, and I want to tell you that it's nothing, not a decision to take lightly, having to deal with the loneliness, the guilt, the stress, and other negative consequences is just a big thing to have to, a big weight to have to deal with, especially the in-laws, the children of the divorce, lots of people involved. So we're going to talk about this with our guest, Pastor Sherry L. Fuller of Word of Life Worship Center in my hometown of Kansas City, Missouri. She, over the past 15 years, has advised couples to engage in what she refers to as marriage maintenance. And she's had a perfect record in helping the couples that she's advised, at least, stay married. And we're going to spend the next half hour talking about her formula for helping you to avoid divorce and to have a quality, fulfilling, and long-lasting marriage. Pastor Fuller, I appreciate you taking time away from your church activities and from your busy schedule outside of church to share with our audience your keys to marriage success.
It is my pleasure to be here with you.
Awesome, awesome. So let's get started. I decided to do this show, Pastor Fuller, because of the widely known statistic that half of marriages, or estimated half of marriages in this country at least, will lead to divorce. And the fact that I'm a part of that number, having been divorced just 2 years ago after about a seven-year marriage. And as a Christian woman, I wanted desperately for my marriage to work. It didn't. My ex-husband and I, we argued a lot towards the end of the marriage, and the problems began to snowball, and there was just no turning back from that point. We didn't have the tools to keep our marriage together. I was devastated once the divorce gavel dropped, especially after growing up with divorced parents and being part of multiple blended families with the remarriages of my dad, and witnessing the pain the divorce brought to everyone involved. So I want to ask you this question. I mean, this is something that I've thought a lot about over the past couple of years. Why did my marriage work and the marriages of so many others failing in this country? What do you think is the biggest contributor to the high divorce rate?
I do certainly sympathize. First of all, I'll say that with all of those who experience divorce and or product of divorce, as I myself am a product of divorced parents. As you stated, there are statistics that estimate that nearly half of all marriages will end in divorce, and another statistic which says that one out of every three people in America is going to be a child of divorced parents. So it is certainly an issue that we need to be talking about, and I'm glad your show has brought this issue to the forefront. I think there are several issues that we have to consider when we are looking at the problem of divorce. And number one, I think a lack of commitment. There's not a great priority that is attached to marriage in our society at this time. And so a lot of times we don't know how to be committed. you stated that you, in your relationship, you didn't feel that you had the tools. And I think that I would say that would be number one in my counseling situations, is that people are going to have conflict. That's inevitable. They're going to have problems. They're going to have disagreements. But if you have the tools to help navigate these situations, then problems can be resolved. But that's just the fact. A lot of us, we don't have the tools. We spend years and years going to school to prepare for our careers and hobbies and things that we do, but very little time is spent in preparing for marriage. So I think we end up divorced because we didn't properly prepare for marriage. Secondly, as you said, there's too much conflict, too much arguing going on in relationships. That's why half of them are ending in divorce, because many times in my counseling situations, the couple has a disagreement and they argue about this over and over. They never resolve it. So they may be married for 5 years, but the same disagreement is still a problem 5 years later. So there was no resolution. And then, of course, we bring in infidelity, things like this. These all contribute to the high divorce rate that we have.
Okay, so let's get into what you've labeled as marriage maintenance. You did a 5-week series called Relationship Rescue, and the first two parts were marriage maintenance part one, and then the second part, marriage maintenance part two. It was excellent. I went to all 5 weeks.
You did.
It was excellent, and I decided that, you know, to share this with other people because, you know, it's really, really good information. What inspired you to do the Relationship Rescue series and to, you know, make it into a five-week thing?
Well, of course, as a pastor, my number one responsibility is to determine what my congregation needs and to try to supply that. And the needs of my congregation are the needs of probably every congregation, every person, and that is we have relationship problems. Everybody has relationship problems, not just with marriage, but marriage is probably the most challenging because you have two people trying to come together as one. And so the series was born out of just a need to help people learn how to maintain their relationship. And as I said, I don't believe in having a long, unhappy marriage, but to help people have long, happy marriages. And one of the analogies I used was the difference between maintenance and repair. And we can see that probably most clearly thinking about an automobile. If we maintain our automobile, we take it in for regular tune-ups and regular oil changes, then our car will operate at its optimal efficiency. But if we let it go too long, now we have not kept up the maintenance that's necessary. We haven't done the things to maintain the car's engine and transmission. Now we're into repair, and repairs are costly. So with marriage, there are things that you need to do to help keep that marriage good and solid. If you let problems go too long, now they become costly and many times end up in divorce.
Okay, okay. And you mentioned, you know, earlier what you were saying, that married couples